Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Financial markets in Europe and the U.S. responded quickly today to news of the deadly bombings in London. Stock markets fell. The price of oil is also down. Bond prices, long considered a safe haven for investments, are up. Joining us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York is Bob Moon. Bob, what kind of stocks are being affected most by today's attacks in London?
Well, travel-related stocks are one of the more obvious areas. Shares of major airlines and hotels are down today. A few examples: AMR, the parent of American Airlines, slipped almost 5% in early trading. Marriott International down about 1%. Here, this is not expected to be a long-term effect, though. Some analysts say that the initial nervousness that followed the train bombings in Madrid last year, that you may recall, very soon gave way to having little impact on international travel. And they say that the popularity of trips to the regions that are affected can suffer in the immediate aftermath, but even then, they usually recover.
We mentioned that oil prices are down. That's a little puzzling to me. Why would they go down?
Well, oil prices actually fell by as much as $3 a barrel in the hours after these attacks, and then they rebounded. They're now down by about $1 a barrel from yesterday's prices. Analysts are explaining that this reflects concerns that terrorism could cut into global demand for oil if, for example, it hurts the airline industry that we just spoke about. That's so dependent upon fuel. Here, too, though, they say that they don't anticipate any significant drop-off in jet fuel demand, and don't look for these lower oil prices to stay. Analysts say that the longer-term trend for global oil isn't really going to be changed by what happened today.
Can you tell me more about how this reaction by the financial markets would compare with what happened after earlier attacks?
Well, it really hasn't been as sharp as it was. For example, you recall those train bombings that I mentioned in Madrid last year. The S&P 500 initially fell then, but you may remember that it rebounded the next day as well. Traders say that there's really more of a longer-term psychological impact that this has. They say that really this has been a factor ever since the 9/11 attacks, and it's really priced into the market. It has been since the heightened awareness of what happened and the threat of terror. Things have been relatively calm on Wall Street today, especially compared to the sort of knee-jerk reaction that we saw hit the European markets that were open when the news broke. Stocks are down today. Clearly the markets are rattled by this, but traders on Wall Street tell me that there's really going to be no long-term effect here. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're keeping close track of the financial reaction to these terror attacks in London today. Alex?
Certainly the story of the day today. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media.